time to have a look at some water conditions.
Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring how Smart Irrigation Month is helping Californians use water more wisely, especially in the fields and backyards that feed and shelter us all. Every July, Smart Irrigation Month rolls out, not just as a calendar event, but as a national call to action for water efficiency. Started by the Irrigation Association in 2005, this initiative encourages farmers, landscapers, and everyday homeowners to adapt technologies and practices that save water, energy, and money. And in a state like California, where droughts are frequent and water is a precious resource, smart irrigation is more than just smart. It's essential. Historically, California's agricultural success has relied on massive irrigation infrastructure, much of it built in the mid-20th century. These systems were marvels of their time, but they weren't built with conservation in mind. Water flowed through open ditches and open irrigation was common. Over time, technologies like drip irrigation and soil moisture sensors emerged, offering ways to deliver water more precisely. But uptake has been uneven, often depending on cost, awareness, and technical support. That's where Smart Irrigation Month makes a difference. It highlights innovations like weather-based irrigation controllers that adjust watering schedules based on real-time climate conditions, and low-flow nozzles that cut outdoor watering use without sacrificing plant health. These tools are becoming increasingly affordable and necessary as climate change intensifies the unpredictability of water availability. California is also home to cutting-edge research and testing through institutions like the Center for Irrigation Technology at Fresno State. This center plays a key role in validating irrigation technologies and educating both professionals and students on best practices. But smart irrigation isn't just for farmers. Nearly half of our residential water use in California goes towards outdoor landscaping. By installing smart timers, fixing leaks, and choosing native or drought-tolerant plants, urban households can significantly reduce their water footprint. Cities like Fresno and Los Angeles have offered rebates to encourage these upgrades, turning public investment into long-term saving resilience. As we face a harder, drier future, every drop of water counts. Smart Irrigation Month reminds us that with right tools, informed decisions, and a little planning, we can grow more with less. Whether you're tending a vineyard or a backyard garden, smart irrigation helps ensure that Californians' water resources remain sustainable for generations to come. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights, and don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Yeah, that was Laura Ramos reporting.